Grace and peace to you, my friends, on this day. I'm not sure about you, but every time I hear this passage, I kind of shake my head and I say, oh my goodness, really? Really? Because if we believe, which we do believe, that the words that Jesus speaks to the disciples are words that are being spoken to us, how do we do this? How do we do this in today's modern day of science and medicine? How do we go out and cure the sick? How do we go out and raise the dead? How do we cleanse lepers? And how do we cast out demons? I'm not a doctor of anything. Nothing. Now, if you come to me and say, I have a headache, yeah, I can say, take an aspirin, you might be cured. You got an upset stomach, maybe take some Rolaids. But that's the extent that I know of that I can cure anything or anybody. Now, today we do have doctors, and there might be some of you in here who are doctors, and you could prescribe medication. Or you can, if you're a doctor of psychology or sociology, or the doctors of more the mind issues, through therapy, we can cure and help people and cleanse from demons. But Jesus didn't have that. He didn't say, go home and take an aspirin and your headache will be gone. If we look at the ending of our text today, it really echoes the beginning of our reading. Jesus had been going and doing these things that he hasn't been asking the disciples to do now. Asking us to do. And if we actually take everything all the way back to the beginning of chapter 8, we hear what Jesus has been doing. First, when we go back, he cleanses a leper. He heals the centurion's servant. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. He casts out the guardian Dominic's. He raised the ruler's daughter. Healed and forgave the paralytic, and healed blind and the mute. And right after that, he sends the disciples out and basically says, go and do what I have done. I have given you the authority to do that. We have been given the authority to do that. I don't know, but does anybody here have the power to do what Jesus just did? I'm going, really? How do we do this today? How do we do this? But I really think we do. I believe in my heart of hearts that we do this today, each and every one of us. It definitely, probably, does not look like what Jesus did. I don't think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that anybody has gone to somebody who has passed away, touched them like Jesus did, and say, get up, and they get up. But we have raised the dead. If you noticed, at the very beginning, Jesus went about all the cities, and he began by first proclaiming the good news that the kingdom of God is here. And he did that before he went about doing any of God's work. And we too are to go first proclaiming the good news. We too are to go and be God's hands, God's vessel in this world. So I asked, how do we do this, right? I like STAN. STAN is my favorite acronym, and it's a way in which I can remember how to go about being this vessel for God. being the one who can possibly be the current for the healing, for the cleansing, and for the rising. Stan stands for speak, touch, accessibility, and non-judgmental. Jesus spoke when the centurion came on behalf of his servant, and he said to the servant, "Go, for your servant is healed. He is no longer sick." And when he got back to his servant was well. All he had to do is simply speak the words. Jesus touched the ruler's daughter, who was dead, and she got up. He was accessible to the leper when he approached him asking to be cleansed, and he was clean. And he was non-judgmental of the Gardenian Dominics. Remember the two demons who came out of the tomb, and Jesus told the demons within them to come out, and he cast them amongst the pigs. In all that Jesus did, he proclaimed the good news, meaning his actions and his words all pointed to God, to God's love for God's people. When we come proclaiming that good news, when we use our own stand, as we speak, as we touch, as we become accessible and non-judgmental, God is with us. It is God who is doing the cleansing, the rising, the curing, and the casting out. In our stand, we allow God to work through us. We are the conduit that God uses, just as it was God who was doing the work in the baptism and in the Lord's Supper. Now, we may come to the baptismal font, draw the water, fill the font, bring our children, our friends, our family to the font to be baptized, say the words, and do the action of pouring water over a person's head. But truly, it is all God who is doing the work in the baptism. Same is when we come to the supper in a few minutes. We can bake the bread, we can buy the wine or grapefruit juice, set the table, I say the words of institution, but it is God who is doing all the work. It is God who is doing all the actions. It is up to us, our words, our touch, our willingness to be available to people, to be accessible to people, and our non-judgmental, our own personal stands. In a way, it is up to us to be that way, in a way in which God can use us to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the leper, and to cast out demons. Jesus says, "You shall be my treasured possessions." We are God's treasured possessions. Trust the words of Paul. And boast in your hope of sharing the glory of God, for God's love has been poured into your hearts through the Holy Spirit to be shared with the world. Amen.